This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating, admitting, correction, this is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, first name Gary, G-A-R-Y, date of birth, October 29, 1969, date of evaluation, January 18, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, the correction, Hassan, referring physician is Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N, the chief complaint, 52-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for back surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 52-year-old male who previously worked in law enforcement and now reports multiple cumulative injuries to his back, period. He most recently suffered an injury in approximately October of 2020, period. He had subsequently developed significant pain. He was then evaluated by physical therapist and chiropractor and treated as such, period. However, he had no significant response to therapies, period. He continued with steady shooting, stinging pain involving the L5-S1 region, period. Pain typically is rated 7-8/10 and radiates from the lower back down to the left side and also to the left foot, period. Pain is worsened by any bending or standing movement, period. It is further worsened by sitting for long periods of time, period. It is mildly improved with swimming in his pool. However, he does report associated weakness and spasms, period. He had been evaluated by Dr. Hassan and felt to have L5 to S1 other intervertebral disc degeneration of the lumbosacral region, period. He was felt to require right L5 S1 endoscopic discectomy. Period. The patient is now seen preoperatively. He denies any symptoms of chest pains, common shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history includes one, lumbar radiculopathy, next number, lumbar disc displacement, next number, other lower back pain, next number, work-related shoulder injury, the past surgical history significant for a hernia involving the testicles at age 7, next number, left-sided sciatica approximately 10 years earlier. Next number, nose fracture. The medications, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, he notes occasional cigar and alcohol, but denies any drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 143/93, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, temperature 96.9, height 73.5 inches, weight 210.8 pounds. In general, he is a well-developed male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam reveals mild tenderness in the lumbar sacral region. Data review, EKG, demonstrates sinus rhythm of 60 beats per minute, non-specific SD/DVO changes, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male with history of back injury, period. He underwent MRI of the lumbar spine on December 10, 2020, which revealed mild posterior disc bulge at the L3-4 level, but no impingement of the thecal sac. There was mild desiccation at the L4-5 disc with posterior disc bulge, but no impingement of the fecal sac or nerve roots. There was desiccated L5-S1 disc with annular fissuring and attenuation of the left ventral subarachnoid space, but no impingement of the fecal sac or nerve roots, period. On November 30th of 2021, he was evaluated by Dr. Hassan, at which time examination revealed mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature with full range of motion, period. There was 5/5 strength throughout except for 4/5 left S1, period. There was a positive straight leg raise on the left at 20 degrees, period. The patient was diagnosed with low back pain and lumbar radiculopathy. He had failed conservative therapies to include chiropractic care, lumbar orthotics, injections, and medication. The patient is now scheduled for right L5-S1 endoscopic disectomy. From a cardiovascular perspective, he appears stable for his procedure. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, and this requires follow-up. However, this does not prohibit his current surgical treatment, period. He has a borderline normal EKG and no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Overall, his cardiovascular/perioperative risk is felt to be minimal, period. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.